In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in the month of Tuba, which is the last Sunday. And tomorrow, God willing, we will start the Jonah fast. Usually, we read the gospel of the man born blind two times in the years. One time is today, and the other time is sixth Sunday in the Greenland. And we read that from John 9, verse 1 to 41. And if we read all the readings and go to back to the readings of today, it's only a one line related to all the readings. Is only Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That's why in the beginning of this Gospel of St. John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, all things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. That's why we have to understand in that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And without keep Jesus Christ inside my heart, and to remind myself by his name all the day, then there is no light inside my heart. That's why we will talk today about the spiritual blindness. The spiritual blindness is the inability of a person to understand, receive, grasp, comprehend spiritual truth. Al-amar ruhi. If we go back to the blind man, he had a physical blindness, physical one. For Jesus Christ is easy to heal him from this illness, from the blindness. But the problem that there is another kind of the blindness, it's a spiritual one. That's why in Isaiah, he said, and in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the heart of the people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. It's clear that the spiritual blindness, when I can't hear the voice of God, when I can't live the real Christianity. العمى الروحي هو ان انا مش قادر احس بالسيد المسيح جوايا او مش قادر اسمعه. يبقى في عمى موجود جوايا انا مش فاهمه. في عمى روحي ولازم اعرف ايه سببه. That's why it's very important to know that. To know from where and the cause of the spiritual blindness. The causes of spiritual blindness are three. And we will see that from both sides. From the story of the blind man and the story of Jonah. The ignorance, the pride, and the fear. In the story of the blind man, there is many characters, many persons are beside the blind man. The first people are the disciple. And his disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sent this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sent, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. The problem that the disciples lived with Jesus Christ all the time, and they know him very well. But the question didn't give other choice. We live in the church. We live at home. We read the Bible. We pray. But we can't listen to him. Because we ignore. The disciples ignore the word of God. Ignored that Jesus Christ can reveal himself and do a miracle. In this our spiritual life, we have the same problem, that we ignore the word of God. In the morning, I have to ask God what you wanted to say to me. God is revealing himself to everybody every day. But the problem that I have to know, what is the message that I have to get from God? Like St. Paul, the first hermit, with the feast will be on this Thursday, the 9th of February. He saw a funeral and he got a message from God. I know now that God, he told me, I have to go, what I have to do with this word. He saw a funeral only, and he decided to go to the desert. 9 years, he didn't see anybody, but he got a message. The problem that I ignore the word of God. Jonah is the same. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its weakness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying that the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. It was a direct word from God to Jonah, and he ignored it. When you feel that you wanted to go to pray, don't ignore this word. When you have the feeling that you want to open the Bible, don't ignore, never ignore just the feeling. And try to search the word of God, where is it, during the day. ربنا بيكلم كل واحد على حدة. ربنا بيكلم كل واحد على حدة. وكل يوم الصبح واحد يصحى الصبح يقول يا رب انا نفسي اسمع صوتك اسمع يا رب المسج اللي انت عايز تجيبها لي ولما اجي اسمعها اجنورت ما ينفعش طول اليوم ربنا بيحاول يكلمني بيحاول يقول لي حبيبي تعال انا عايز اكلمك وانا مفيش فده نوع من في الاخر اقول انا مش سامع صوت ربنا اكيد مش سامع صوت ربنا لان كلمه ربنا بتحاول توصل لي وانا بهملها Maybe I hear, maybe I can listen the word of God from one of my friends in that work. Maybe at the street, while driving. Maybe at church. Maybe when I open the Bible. Maybe when I pray. Then I have to understand that. لازم أفهم إن ربنا بيكلمني كل يوم. وأنا ما ينفعش إن أنا أignore كلمة ربنا. It's the same what happened with Jonah. God, he was talking direct to Jonah and he said, go, preach my word. And he ignored it. لأنا مش عايز أسمع. This is the first point in my blindness, spiritual blindness, which is the ignorance. Like the disciples. They saw Jesus Christ all the days and they saw the miracles and they saw who is Jesus Christ and they ignore him. The second one is the pride, the Pharisees. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man Jesus is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. Maybe I can't hear the voice of God and I have a spiritual blindness because I have a little bit proud, a pride. that like Pharisees, I know everything. He is doing the miracle in the Sabbath. I'm listening to the word of God, but okay, I read it before. Or I attend the liturgy, and I have a pride inside myself, and okay, I attend a lot of liturgy before. Or I have a pride that I can't say sorry. It's another thing. I can't approach the other people and can't say sorry. It's a pride. And in this, there is no humility. I can't hear the word of God. Another spiritual blindness. الكبرياء حاجة بتتعب الإنسان لدرجة إن هو مثلا هو ما يسمعش حتى كلمة ربنا. سواء كان كبرياء في المعرفة إن أنا أبقى عارف وكأني عالم بكل شيء. بل بالعكس كمان أعدل على اللي حواليا. أو كبرياء من أنا لو أخطأت أقول أنا آسف. فده نوع من الكبرياء اللي يخليني كمان ما اسمعش صوت ربنا. وده نوع من العمى الروحي اللي يخليني ما اسمعش صوت ربنا في حياتي الروحية. And the same one happened with Jonah. But Jonah had gone below deck, where they lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? But to Jonah, this seems very wrong, and he became angry. This is the second part. What happened? Jonah slept. And I don't know how he knew very well that he did a mistake against God, and he has like the feeling, the calmness or whatever, or the comfort that he go to sleep. That's why it's one of this that it means that the pride. He didn't admit that he did a mistake. عشان كده لما أبقى أنا عندي غلط وأنا عارف إن أنا كبرياء لازم أعترف بيه وأقول أنا فعلا متكبر. والتكبر يمنع دخول كلمة الله للإنسان. And the third one is a fear. The parents. We know he is our son. The parent answered. And we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes? We don't know, ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said that because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. When I'm afraid from the other people, when I'm afraid when I can't reveal his name in front of the people because I wanted to hide myself, I want to hide my Christianity, I can't hear the voice of God. When I hide my real personality in Christ and do and imitate the other people, I have fear. I have fear that maybe they will say that, oh, he is different. It's another problem, another issue in my blindness, spiritual blindness. And I try to imitate the other people because I want to be the same like them. Why? Because I have a fear. I'm scared that maybe they will tell me that you are different. But if I go back to St. Paul, you are different in the world. Yeah, we are different. We are not from this world. We are not from this world. That's why I can't imitate the other people. And I have to fight the fear inside my heart. That's why Jonah also the same. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it's better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, it's right for you to be angry. Is it right to be angry? That's why the same one happened with Jonah. God told him, please go to reveal my word.
And he was afraid.
No. I know that maybe in another side, he was thinking that God is compassion. That's why he was afraid maybe God will change his mind after. That's why he was afraid a lot. Then three things in my spiritual blindness. Number one is ignoring. I ignore the word of God. Number two is a pride. I have a pride in my heart. No space, no humility in my sight, inside me. Number three is the fear. I fear to reveal the name of Jesus Christ in front of the people. And in the opposite, I imitate the people outside. That's why then what we have to do? Number one, we have to listen and obey. That's why the blind man, he listened to Jesus Christ after he put the clay on his eyes. And he said, go to clean yourself, to wash your eyes. He listened and obeyed. When you listen to any word to God from God, listen and obey. Number two, I have to clean myself. When he washed everything on his eyes, he saw. لما غسل عينيه من الوساخة اللي كانت عليها شاف فأنا عندي already حاجات جوايا مليانة ما ينفعش أخبيها ما ينفعش أخبيها لأن في الآخر ربنا هيشوفها ويقول لي حبيبي أنا شايفها أساسا فلازم أروح أنظفها to repent and confess and the last thing I have to witness and to not be afraid لازم أقف قدام الناس وأقول لهم أنا مسيحي مش بالكلام لازم بالعمل فعشان كده the same one happened also with Jonah. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. And finally, he obeyed and he went. That's why after, by the end, the blind man saw and God, Jesus Christ, opened his eyes. That's why in Ephesians said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He gave us the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That's why after that, by the end, the consequences of clean myself, to obey his word and listen to that, and to reveal himself, to reveal God and witness his name to all the people, by the end he will open my eyes to see himself. And I can listen to his words. And finally, I will know him deeply. I will know him deeply. As Job said, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. That's why in every day in the morning, we pray a Psalm number 26. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who will I fear? الرب نوري وخلاصي ممن أخاف. الرب حسن حياتي ممن أجزع. فيش حاجة ممكن تخوفني في حياتي أبدا. وحتى لو غلطت أرجع تاني لربنا وأقول له ربي ماليش غيرك. فهو نور العالم اللي نور حياتي. وإلهنا المجد دائما أبديا أمين. Life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, the God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the heart. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have
mercy. Ya Allah. قلوبنا من سلامك وطهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل رياء ومن كل فعل قبيح ومن تذكار الشر الملبس الموت واجعلنا مستحقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بغير وقوع في دينونة من موهبة غير المدى السمية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.
Yes, Lord, toward Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer, in order, send us, shall we look towards thee, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, Father and the Holy Spirit.
الرب مع جميعكم. Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look toward these.
Anta waladhi yakif hawluka sharubim al-mumtali'una ayunan والسرافين ذو ستة الأجنحة يذبحون دائما بغير سكوت قائلين.
درسات
الشروبين يسجدون لك
والسرافين يمجدون. صارخين قائلين قدوس قدوس
قدوس رب السماوات السماء والأرض مملوءات من مجدك
formed us, created us, and placed us in the paradise of joy. While we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets, and in the last days you manifested yourself to us who is sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Was incarnate and became the ways of salvation. He granted us the birth of our eyes through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own and honored and gave himself up for our salvation, unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold. On account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. The third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which you will appear to judge the world in righteousness, and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to ours.
Of course, Kherim panishti emistirion tetimet esvis eftishgar etifi efmo chaibanchem pikosmos Chin oik, a genem jigit oi benat ancheni owenat olib, owen makarion, owen reftan.
Amen.
of conception. Awafni venteon niven et of shepermon. Afes moero. Af er agi yazine. Αυτή φαινιέται νόφεν Άγιος μάτητης, ο εν Απόστολος εθ ο ευγό εμμος, τέκ ειτ οβιτ όλ οβιού, for this is my body that shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true.
Και αφότ μεν εν σάπιδιπνον αυτοτ φεύολχεν ο έρπερεμ όμο ο ετ αυσέπερμον.
Αμήν.
Αφές μο έρος.
Αμήν.
Αφ εν άγι εζήν εμμοφ. Τιφών εν ιέτεν οφεν αγιούς μάθητης, ο εν Απόστολος εθ ο ευγό εμμος. Τεκ, drink of it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection and remember me till I come. Commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, his sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O someone full of glory. We offer unto you your oblations from what is yours, for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling. Let us attend, amen.
Pai oikemen entef anfen soma, if o aventon. Pai afod de onenes no feftaio tenteti diathiki. In very
Amen.
For us from salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, you are master to the birthday of your holy and your perfection of our soul, our body, and our spirit. That we may become one body and one spirit, I may have chair and inheritance with all the saints who have led you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all of the bishop who are in her. For most remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Patriarch Baba Ambassador II.
Pray for Pray for our high priest, Papa Vatadros II, Pope and Patriarch and Archbishop of the great city of Alexandria, and for our Orthodox bishop.
And those who write and define the word of truth with him, grant them unto your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember alone the Orthodox ligaments, priests and deacons.
Pray for the ligaments, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, amen.
أقول للخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارت كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما peace which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, amen.
And those who dwell in God's favorite chapel, the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the rivers, the sea, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year, land them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seas, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
سعيدة كمك داريا كنعمتك فرواك الأرض الأرواح عرصة وتكسر أسمارها أنت للزرع والحصاد ودبر يا رب دبر يا رب حياتنا كما ليك بارك لي لسنا بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل أرملة واليتيم والغريب والضيف ومن أجلنا كل نحن الذين نرجوك نطلب اسمك القدوس For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in your season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything always, may abound in every good deed. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you this gate, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
O Lord, the command of your begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your Saint Christian accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Patriarch, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of Righteous are consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever-Virgin, Holy Seed of God, Saint Mary, who gave birth to God the Lord. And St. John the Forerunner, Baptist and Martyr, St. Stephen, Archdeacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, St. Martin, the Evangelist, the Apostle, the Martyr, Da patriarch and the Miroche discourse and the Senate Apostolic and Peter the Holy Martyr and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Odysseus, Saint Theophilus, and Demetrius, Saint Cyril, the Peter, Saint Gregory, the Solomon, Saint Gregory, the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 Sibylline and Nicaea, the 150 Constantinople, and the 211 Nymphenius, 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 Antonius, Nymphis Miava Pabli, Nymphis Umbisova Vava Macari, Nymnishiletiro, in Stavrovonus, Nymphenius of Yonis Biromenus, Nymphenius of Apishoi Pimis Miviromen Teleus, Pimin Ritem Tepensotirin, Asus. Nimpenyot Baba Vekerelech Pimasun, Nimpenyot Ashes Yakon Habib Gergis, and all the God of your saints, whose praise and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the holy patriarchs, who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
هؤلاء كل أحد رب الذين ذكرنا اسمهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في فكر كل أحد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا وتناحوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر أنفس عبيدك عبد الملك شكر الله فوزي يدو السنية توبيا جرجس واصف تفيد ميخيل فايز لكارس عبد الكارس ممتاز بسطة فتحي كارس تفضل يا رب أذكر أيضا عبيدك الذين رقدوا رمزي زكي أيوب كمال اسكندر دميانا أمير الهامي جايد ملاك سعيد لزيز فامي عائلة سعيد جايد بشارة جورج حنا ميري حنا حليم الخيل أنصف سلامة إنجير رياض جورج مسيحة ماجد سمير مشير أنطون نسيم سلامة عزيز سلامة سميرة ميلاد تفضل يا ربنا يحن نفوسهم جميعا في عضنا بالقدسين إبراهيم وأصحابه ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضر على ماء الراحة في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قدسين Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken upon in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place, and we too are sojourners in this place. Keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was, and shall be.
واهدنا واهدنا يا رب الى ملكوتك لكي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء يتمجد وتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس إيريني باسي
give thanks to God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery. No fit I
owe
Tebe for Christos in Jepi Pantocrator Choice Penuti. Father of light and Prince of light, the source of knowledge, creator of grace and benefactor to our souls, the source of wisdom, teacher of purity, founder of the ages, and who accepts pure prayers, who gives to those who full-heartedly rely on him the things which the angels desire to visualize. Lifts us from the dim to light, who gave us the life instead of death, and who granted us freedom from slavery, who made our inner darkness to shine due to the coming of your only begotten Son in flesh. Now also, O our Master, enlighten the eyes of our hearts, purify us, and give us perfection in soul, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
that with a pure heart and clean lips, we turn in intimacy to call you, God the Holy Father who art in the heavens, and say, Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
In Christ.
In Christ Jesus our Lord.
Bow your to the Lord
before you, Lord.
Let us attend the fear of God.
Passi
et omnem parti isum.
Ari ef mevim shoytsen nengen thot yes moero
Sotsi so amin ketav ne motsi so met ho theo bros khomen
Mit yelei so kirelei so kirelei
Ani anti sangis loitos krios Christos iu theos yes motsen ne mangen amin Tinoni so Cristo to io tu teo i monami.
Amen.
Angion timion soma che malitinon iso Cristo to io tu teo i monami. Fintem manuin penuti fain pech nomet mi confess to the last bread that this is the life given by the dear true only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Took from Our Lady, the Lady was on the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with His divinity, without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy of the cross of His own will for us all. Truly I believe that His divinity parted not from His humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe that this is so, in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so, in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Praise Him with timbrel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise him with timbrel and
to behold and look upon him.
Satan's snare for us and give us his body as korban. Christ has granted us salvation. Deep wisdom in history the human mind cannot comprehend. Only the interliving God, Christ has granted us salvation. The bread that is placed in the paten, it covers sins and transgressions. He who eats of it obtains eternal life. Christ has granted us salvation. Pure wine mixed in the chalice for salvation and repentance. He who drinks it is safe from punishment. Christ has granted us salvation. Salvation for spirits and souls and those who believe in his holy name. They receive inheritance of paradise. Christ has granted us salvation. All sins and wickedness to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Christ has granted us salvation. Comfort for the souls of the believers, for those who are steadfast in the faith, who will see mercy on judgment day. Christ has granted us salvation.
Our
Father who art in heaven, praised by the holy seven, angels, angels and men. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. With the Son who for our salvation came, and the Holy Spirit with you the same.
Our Father who
art in heaven, your kingdom come, O my Lord, and in my heart make your abode. Be my shield and my sword. Our Father who art in heaven, done in everything, our Master and our King. Bless your servants who now sing, our Father who art in heaven. Earth as is in heaven, glory to you is given, unto the angels of it. Blessed is the Lord, our God, our share of the heavenly food. May we receive it as we should. Our Father who art in heaven, forgive us our trespasses, Lord, with your mercy do forget us. According to your mercy, not our sins. Our Father who art in heaven, as we forgive those who wrong us, our enemies and those who hate us, to be forgiving, Lord, teach us. Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but if we fall, please be patient
Help us fulfill our salvation, our Father, Lord, amen. The evil one, give your command, Satan, be gone. For other than you, we have none. Our Father, art in heaven. Our Lord, accept and help us, O Lord. Let us hear your joyful voice, our Father. In heaven, for yours is the kingdom and glory, the power, blessing, and majesty. You grant us power through your mystery, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Protect, O Lord, all your children. Until your Son comes again, our Father who art in heaven.
Son tefken en novin anem.